Yes, you're talking about the abandoned zodiological, astrological sign.
Two days ago.
Already, mm-hmm. Yes. There is a 13th, an abandoned astrological sign.
And that's fantastic.
I think someone phoned in, actually, to say that they thought it was Arachne the Spider, and they were absolutely right.
Arachne the Spider?
Yes. Well, let me explain. A name applied to, this is a name that has been applied by a man called Vogue, who I'm sure...
Arachne the Spider?
Authority on the subject. Yes, Arachne the Spider is claimed to be the lost 13th sign of the zodiac. The new model of the zodiac, which results from this edition, has been called the psychic zodiac, which I'm sure you'll love.
Arachne the Spider?
Yes, you can't get over that bit.
Not Arachne the Spider, no. I don't, you know, I'd like to see what the drawing was like. A little spider up there, and born under a spider.
Well, they seem to find a greater problem, which is that all signs, there are 12 houses, obviously, which each have 30 degrees in your 360 degrees, mm-hmm. All right, in the chart.
Of course.
And, of course, if you...
Well, that's a pretty random way to divide it up, isn't it?
Well, I don't know that it is, but if you introduce a 13th sign, then it can't divide as the ancients used to do it, and so not a lot of people accept
it. The ancients, Arachne the Spider and Willy the Worm, Beryl the Ladybug.
It's about that characteristic. You will have a lot of legs.
Yes. You have a lot of legs and eat flies. You spin yarns and nonsense. You see, I'm sure they dropped Arachne the Spider because it showed a whole lot up. But they thought people wouldn't take it seriously if they had
Arachne the Spider goes back to an ancient, a Greek myth. Sorry, I won't use the word ancient if it's making everybody laugh. Well, it goes back to a Greek myth like most of the...
Those people didn't even have cellular phones. Don't give me the hell. I mean, what do the ancients know?